Greetings, everyone. Amy Showalter here, January 2026. Can you believe it? Yes, with our top resources and Amyisms, which are also resources of 2025. And I'm going to focus on just the top recording and the top Amyism because they have a common theme here. And it reminded me of something we might be gleaning from you, dear reader and listener. The top article, which really actually, I think that was a video, How to Be a Motivating Advocacy or PAC Team Leader, was focused on the behaviors that you can engage in without spending any money to help create allegiance and motivation and inspiration among your volunteers in the PAC or advocacy space. And I believe this is important and gain traction with people because we know that it's a very competitive advocacy and PAC fundraising landscape. And there has to be a reason besides clever slogans and taglines, and I'm not against those, as to why people stay with us and why they engage. And I believe in many instances, it's because of the leader. They come for the cause and stay for the leader. So that provided some tips on how to be a motivating advocacy or PAC team leader. And you can see the video of that at the link there. And then Amyism 16, which is, gosh, that was one of my first Amyisms on grassroots and PAC ownership. And we hear this a lot in organizations, don't we, that we need to give employees and members ownership of the process, ownership of ideas, and so forth. And I was surprised that this resonated as much and it gained so many impressions. But that tells me that it hit a nerve a bit, that people do have this sense that they are maybe not integrating the ideas and suggestions of their volunteers, their members, their PAC board, so forth, as much as they should be. And they know that that's where they can get some fresh ideas. And it's a very subtle but meaningful way to, again, without spending any money, recognize your leaders, recognize the people who are donating their time, donating their personal money to your cause. So again, I see the leadership, the people aspect of what we do being our top that resonated the most with everyone this year. So thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. And of course, if you have topics that you would like me to write about, to research, to discuss, I'm happy to do so. You know where to find me, Amy at showaltergroup.com. Thanks. Thank you.